Roswell Rotary, Roswell United Methodist Church, and have been involved when my kids were growing up in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, I guess you call it intramural, Roswell Recreation, sports, basketball, and things when my kids were younger. And kinda, right now, I'm mostly involved with Rotary here in town, and in those take up most of my time when I'm not working, and I try to work 2 or 3 hours a day too when I can.
I imagine so.
And very involved with Civil War living histories and reenactments, and that's a passion of mine also, is American history.
Mm-hmm. Are there are quite a number of reenactors around Roswell?
Not too many right in the Roswell area, I don't think. They're the ones I'm involved with are from all around the Southeast.
Mm-hmm. My son went to a reenactment not long ago that was down in Conyers.
They have that's the Battle of Atlanta. They do that every year in Conyers. But that's a different battalion puts that on every year, and I've never been to that one. We sponsor some other events, but that's not one of our events.
Are you both blue and gray?
Oh, yeah, that's called galvanizing. You know, it wouldn't work if you went to a big battle and you had 4,000 Confederate soldiers and three Yankees. So what you do at battalion headquarters meetings every year, at the first of the year, they get together and they vote and choose which battle reenactments we'll be involved in. And then 1 year we will be Confederate, the next year we'll be Federal. So if we're Confederate, we're the 45th Alabama Volunteer Infantry. When we're Federal, we're part of the 23rd U.S. Kentucky Federal Infantry. Those are actual units from the Civil War that, you know, people just continue to portray those. But yeah, you have to be on one side or the other at different times. So we have a complete uniform of both.
I bet there are, do you have different names? You just mentioned Civil War, but do you call it by other names sometimes?
Well, it actually was not a civil war. That's an incorrect name, because the Civil War is when you have two different factions trying to overthrow a government. And so that really wasn't what happened. So we like to call it the War for Southern Independence, or the Great War of Northern Aggression. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's the war between the states, and it has a lot of different names.
Mm-hmm. Well, up north, they sometimes call it the War of the Rebellion.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just interesting how many different names there are for that conflict.
Absolutely. And a lot of names for it that we can't mention here on this recording.
Well, that's certainly true. Certainly true. You mentioned that you were a member of a church here in town. Is that a big part of life here in Roswell, you think?
Well, I think it's as big a part of life as it is anywhere else in the country. I mean, it's I grew up in the Roswell Presbyterian Church on Mimosa Boulevard. When my wife's family moved here, they were Baptists, so she really kind of spent all those years in the First Baptist Church. So when we got married, she didn't want to go to the Methodist Church, and I didn't want to go to the Baptist Church, so we went over and joined the Methodist Church across the street. So, or did I say Presbyterian? Yeah, she didn't want to go to Presbyterian, I didn't want to go to Baptist, so we joined the Methodist Church, and we've been there for about 30 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Are there functions there, dinners, or?
Oh yeah, they have
retreats or things that they do.
They have a lot of things they do. They have a lot. They do a lot of mission work. They do a lot of youth work. Of course, they have very extensive music programs, singles programs, travel programs. A lot of things. Something going on there every day and night, I guess.
Is it, do you think that that's as strong and active as it's ever been in your experience, or going down?
I think so. That church, all these churches have just grown in leaps and bounds